I just got a couple questions for you leading into this weekend. Since you already have a home playoff game locked up, but second is still up for grabs, how important it is for you to come in here on Saturday night and get a victory, not only for that, but also to kind of get yourself on the right track going into the postseason?
Yeah, I think probably getting on the right track is probably more important than the result, you know what I'm saying? I think the performance is really important for us, because ultimately we don't have our own destiny, you know what I'm saying? And we don't control our own destiny. Boston control our destiny. So I think that, you know, we'll know Boston's score, obviously, 20 minutes into our game. We'll already know what happened there. And then we can know what we have to do, in other words, to get the result. But I don't think the result, the most important thing about this weekend, I think, is the performance. We've had some poor performances. We've had some poor results. And, you know, I think more importantly is getting ready for the home game that we already have. And obviously, we're going to have to do it the hard way now. We've made up, dug ourselves a hole, and it's our own fault. And, you know, I think we all realise that. And I think, you know, that, you know, we've got still everything ahead of us, and if we can put a good run together, it only takes three games, doesn't it? Four games to win it. They've only got to win two. Not even two, they've only got to win one, really, you know what I'm saying? But we have to win probably three or four, you know what I'm saying? Certainly the three after this one we would have to win. But I don't think we're really worried about the results, I got to be honest with you. I think performance to me would be really important this weekend. You know, we're missing Sager, we're missing Frieda, we're missing Larson, we're missing LeBlanc, so we've got some people missing this weekend too. But every time we've missed players, we've done all right, you know. It seems to be that some of the others will step to the plate, so hopefully it'll happen this again this weekend, you know.
Well, if you string the wins together like you would hope you do, you'd face Gold Pride in the championship game on September 26th. Talking about this game now, how important it is to play well so you have confidence, so if you do face them, you feel like you can go in there and beat them on their home field?
Yeah, there's no question. I think that's probably bigger in our mind than it is the result. You know what I'm saying? That we put a good performance against them, just so there's a little bit of worry there, a little bit of self-doubt. Maybe this team's good enough to take the championship on the 26th if they come in here. And I think that's more important to us, leaving with Gold Pride, knowing that we can get a result here if we really put our heads to it. And, you know, we're going to play a different way tomorrow than we played the other two games that we played here, that we played against Gold Pride. And I think that, you know, we're going to switch formation again, just like we did the other two games, just to find out what works and what doesn't work. And really, we're setting this up for the 26th, you know, and fingers crossed that we make it to the 26th. We got a lot of work ahead of us, but I think it's the only way to approach the game, that, you know, we will have one more game against this team, and we want to make sure that they know that, you know, that we're going to be competitors on the 26th if we get here, you know.
What kind of formation are you looking into using tomorrow?
Oh, I'd rather not tell you that.
Okay. So what exactly has been going on that you've been on this three-game losing streak? You were kind of on a roll, and
yeah,
then you kind of hit a wall.
With you, I mean, it's one of those seasons for most of these teams. You know, we play just as well now as we've been playing when we were winning 3-0 and 4-1, you know what I'm saying, against Sky Blue and Chicago and places like that. But we had no luck. I mean, I think the refereeing decisions have gone against us. And, you know, when things are going for you, we had great refereeing decisions going our way when we were winning games. And then, you know, when you're not going so well, goals disallowed, you know, free kicks that probably weren't free kicks, and just key goals going in the key times in the games. And, you know, I think I think it's just a little bit of luck change. I don't think it's for lack of effort. I mean, the players have, you know, training's exactly the same. They feel fresh, they look fresh. No complaints in training. I mean, every time I've gone into him, thinking, oh, we've turned a corner here, we look good, and then we just haven't got the job done, you know. And even at Chicago, you know, we got a stupid free kick that wasn't a free kick, and the ball comes in and ricochet, and the ball's in the back of the net. Now you're one down, here we go again. And, you know, we got back in the game, we had a goal disallowed, which was a good goal. You know, it was a good goal, would have made it 1-1 instead. You know, they score a friggin', you know, $1 million goal. So,
oh, you're right, good to see you. Everything, la?
You know, $1 million goal that they'll never score again in their lives. All of a sudden, you're 2-0 down. But, you know, a month ago, Chicago came to our place, dominated the game. They dominated the game, and we won 3-0. So I think the luck's changed a little bit. I don't think we're doing anything different, I've got to be honest with you. I think the most important thing for us here is getting a clean sheet and defending better than we've been defending. I think that's one area that we need to improve. A-Rod's still fresh and hungry, and, you know, we have to get here a little bit more of the ball in better areas. We haven't done a good job of that. You know, our midfield hasn't played great either, you know, both sides of the ball, and hopefully they'll improve that this weekend. You know, without Sager, that's not going to be easy.
So your team's not playing tense at all?
No, not at all. I think they're very loose, and I think they're enjoying themselves, and I think the enjoyment factor is just as high now as it was, you know, when we were winning, you know what I'm saying? I think we just, you know, unfortunately for us, as you probably know, Giovanni, there was no expectation coming in. We were sixth or seventh. Atlanta was going to finish either side of us, and that's what was going to happen. And, you know, I think we got out early, we got off to a quick start, we got some points, obviously, which got us into the playoffs, and everyone says, oh, now they can finish second or third. But, you know, if somebody had told us we'd finish second or third back in March, we would have jumped all over that. So I think some of that's I think the expectations change a little bit and people expect us now to do a little bit better. But we've still got the same group of players that were on that roster when we first started. And, you know, I've given them a lot of credit. You know, our goal was 40 points when we kicked off. We've only got 34. You know, that was my goal. I don't know if that was the team goal, but my goal was to get 40 points. We're not going to get to the goal we set, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I guess it's something to look forward to next year and trying to get the goal. And now it's, you know, I think the main thing is, you know, for an expansion team is to get into the playoffs. Because once you're in the playoffs, I mean, as it proved last year, anything can happen. And, you know, I think we're as good as anyone and we're probably as bad as anybody on any given day. So we'll see what happens.
So lastly, you have a lot of players out, like you mentioned. Sure. Who do you expect to step up and step into the roster tomorrow night?
Well, I think a couple of key players. Obviously, Kelly Henderson's only playing her second game of the season for us. You know, she's a rookie out of Boston College. I think her performance will be really important for someone. I think Laura Lindsay and Buskowski, I think, will be very important players tomorrow. And they've been a little bit off the boil recently, you know what I'm saying? I think those two need to step to the plate tomorrow and really get going. And then in the back, you know, we have Stelle Johnson at left back. We've got Heather Mitts at right back. And, you know, Heather's been out injured and stuff. So I think those two areas, obviously stopping Martin and stopping O'Hara and players like that, they're going to be key areas for us. And, we're going to have to play our best game to get results. And if we play 89-90%, I don't think it'll be enough. We have to be at our best tomorrow in all categories, from goalkeeping, from Val's performance, right through the rest of the team. You know, I don't think we could say these players are, you know, we're going to miss them. We are going to miss them, there's no question. But I think it's what's important, like you said, is the players coming in like Estelle into those positions. What kind of job will they do for us tomorrow, you know?